Kid. Morning, the Wolf.
Hey, good morning. Is this Don?
It's Don. Who's this?
This is Mark Weishart from Midland. How are you, Don?
Yeah, it is. There's my man, Mark, from Midland. Come on. Yeah. What? Come on. All right. Let's just calm down a little bit here, because let me tell you something, Mark. As excited as I am to talk to you, when I told my wife I was talking to you, she may have been more excited than me. And in fact, it was a little concerning, because at one point I said, she's a fan. She's probably got a crush on you. I mean, who doesn't, right? I mean, she goes, just ask him. And I said, well, what do you want me to ask him? She goes, ask him. And she froze up, and then she just blurted out something completely out of left field. What does Pex feel like? I said, baby, I am not asking Mark from Midland what his pecs feel like, all right? There's a reason your husband does not take his shirt off in public, all right? And then my daughter, she's 8, she goes, what's a pec? And I said, Daddy doesn't know, so don't ask him.
Yeah, you're not going to know for a long, long time.
That's what's going on in my house.
Well, yeah. Hey, listen, I was blessed with my dad was a Marine, and my dad made me start doing push-ups when I was probably 4 years old and running miles with him on the weekend. Every Saturday, I used to actually run a mile with him. Yeah, so he got me in shape at a young age, and I'm working hard at it now. I got to stay in shape because our shows, you know, we're doing an hour and a half, 2 hours every night, and it's full throttle from the get-go. Stages have only gotten bigger, so you're covering a lot of ground. You got to stay in shape.
Absolutely, but
so,
you are
not
so
only training for Midland, but I'm training for two little nuggets that I got that, you know, the amount of energy that I have to expend every day is unbelievable. It's ever expanding. So,
well,
gotta stay in shape, guys.
Indeed, my friend. And clearly, that was them telling me directly to get back to the gym. We are talking to the prince of the poppin' pecs himself, Mark Weishart of Midland. More with Mark coming up on the Wolf. That's Midland and Burnout on the Wolf. And we got one of the three amigos on the phone hanging with us this morning, talking about the big show coming to the Shoshone Bennett Casino Hotel on Friday night, Mark Weishart. Mark, let's talk about the last resort, the current tour that is coming to Ford Hall, Shoshone Bennett Casino Hotel, this Friday night. The last resort. There's kind of a dual meaning there.
Yeah, the Last Resort is the name of our album, Last Resort, Greetings From. But the Last Resort is kind of, it sounds like a terrible place. It's kind of like everybody's wound up there as a last resort. It's mm-hmm. just, it's where they've wound up, but it's actually a celebration. We're embracing all people. Doesn't matter how much you got in your bank account. Doesn't matter what kind of boots you're wearing. Everybody's there to celebrate the good times and the bad times together.
Yeah.
And I don't know, just picture it like the greatest dumpy motel that has the best view. It's not that it's not gonna be the nicest hotel rooms, but my God, is the service friendly.
Yeah.
And it's a celebration. You know, if you've never seen Midland live before. I will say this with full confidence and full humility. I think that we are one of the best live acts across all genres.
Dude.
We've got a beautiful band. It's a 7-piece band. I've got a crew that we've now been together with for 4 years or so. I think I have one of the best teams in the business. We're constantly changing up the set list. You can hear my 2-year-old son crying in the background.
I love it.
You know, bringing in different covers. So if you guys saw us last year, there's going to be a bunch of different surprises. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We haven't seen each other. We haven't played a show together in a couple weeks. I just got back from Costa Rica.
Oh.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay.
I'm going to play some blackjack. You might see me on the floor.
yeah.
I'm going to be excited because we've just been writing for our next album. We're getting ready to go into the studio at the beginning of next month, beginning of July.
Cool.
So we're going to be just constantly, you know, Midland's all about the music. We're going to be pumping out some new stuff for you guys later this year, which is really exciting.
Very.
And there's going to be a lot of surprises.
Yeah.
But I promise you that the show is going to be fantastic. The tables are going to be hot. The slots are going to be loose. And what else would you want to do on a Friday night but party with your boys in Midland at Shoshone? Beautiful casino.
The Last Resort Tour, Midland, Friday night, Shoshone Bennett Casino Hotel, an outdoor concert. Tickets still available. Showbandgaming.com. Keep your ears and eyes on the Wolf to win the last of our free tickets. More with Mark coming up on the Wolf.
The Wolf welcomes.
Hey, what's up? It's Midland.
People say I got a drink in
Midland, June 2nd, Shoshone Bennett Casino Hotel in Fort Hall. Tickets on sale now at showbandgaming.com.
Hey, this is Mark Weistrack from Midland, and you're listening to the homie, Don Jarrett, on The Wolf.
Midland and drinking problem on The Wolf. Our special guest this morning, Mark Weistrack of Midland, talking about the big show Friday night at the Shoshone Bennett Casino Hotel. Get your tickets at showbandgaming.com. You don't want to miss Midland outdoors at the Shoshone Bennett Casino Hotel. Now, you talked about the music, talked about Last Resort. Let's talk about the tequila, my friend, because George Strait has his own tequila. George Clooney has his own tequila. But Midland has their own tequila, too.
You want to know the only difference between Insolito, which is our tequila,
yeah,
and George Clooney's tequila, Casamigos, and George Strait's tequila?
Uh-huh.
You want to know the only difference?
I do.
Is that we've won 2 gold medals at the SIP Awards. The SIP Awards are the Spirit Awards, which is essentially our Grammys or the Academy Awards of Spirits.
Whoa.
We've won 2 of those puppies.
Okay.
And we are certified additive-free, which means that what we make is a real traditional tequila. The flavors that you're getting are the flavors from the lowland and the highland agaves. The flavors that you're getting is from beautiful white American oak.
Nice.
That's been a fusion of real natural flavors that's coming together. So what you see in that bottle is all natural, which means that we're not adding vanilla flavors. We're not adding food coloring, etc. Now, if you don't have a certified additive free, you don't see that in the bottle, then guess what, guys? You're drinking in a bunch of artificial stuff, and you know what that means? A hangover.
Oh.
You know what you don't get when you drink Insolito? It's a hangover. You know what you do get? You get a premium, super premium tequila that is, you can taste the plant. It goes down smooth, and it'll make you move, feel good, because it's that real stuff, gets you up high, you know what I mean? And it doesn't leave you laying low the next day, all right?
I am just happy to hear that you are a full-blown, like, expert in your tequila, and you didn't just slap your name on someone else's tequila. Clearly, you are the curator of this amazing tequila.
We are. Me, Jess, and Cam, we started working on this back in 2016. We came to market in 2020. It was almost four years of working with our team. We got an amazing leader, Pete Kelly. We're fully involved. I mean, Jess, Cam, and I, everything you see, the bottle, the story, the name, the flavor profiles of the tequila, we did everything. This wasn't just one of those things where like, hey man, we got this tequila. And we just want you to slap your name on it. Just put your name on it, and we'll write you a check.
Exactly.
That wasn't what this is. This is actually a passion project that we created, but it's a full-time business that we also run on the side.
The tequila is Insolito, translation, unusual or rare, just like the trio Midland. Mark, Jess, and Cam, they are definitely not the normal country band. And that's the way we like them. More with Mark Weistrack of Midland coming up as we count down to Midland at the Shoshone Bennett Casino Hotel in Fort Hall on Friday night with The Wolf. That's Midland. Make a little on The Wolf. And on the phone, our buddy Mark Weistrack of Midland. We've been having a great time this morning talking about the Last Resort Tour, talking about tequila. And now let's talk about the podcast on your website, man. You guys are debunking, or I guess revealing, myths and legends of country music.
Oh, thank you so much, man. I was still very fresh and young when I came to Nashville, really, for the first time as a professional and the kind of artists and guys that I would hang out with, a lot of the legends, you know, guys like Bob DePiro, Red Akins, you know, Dean Dillon, of course, being sure. one of the great collaborators of George Strait, yeah. Songwriters. These guys would just, you know, Brooks and Dunn, Garth Brooks. And I would sit down with these guys. They would just tell us these stories. One of my favorite stories and one of the most interesting guys and a guy that I'm now still friends with, I see him all the time, is a guy named Earl Budley. Supposedly wrote the song "Friends in Low Places" and had such a massive bar tab. He was an old barfly,
okay.
And at the place that he used to frequent, that he had like a $15,000 bar tab that he had been running on his credit, and the owner had trusted that someday he was going to make it paid off. Apparently, he wrote this song and he said, "By God, this is it. It's going to be a hit." And he signed his rights to the publishing, apparently, to the bar owner on a bar napkin.
Oh.
To "Friends in Low Places." I think that the biggest country song of all time.
Right.
We had Earl Budley on to tell us that story. We had Tanya Tucker on tell us about cross-dressing at the Opry. We had Dwight Yoakam on to tell us. You know, a story about Buck Owens. Yeah, the list goes on and on. We had Garth Brooks on to tell us if he actually did a 24-hour fan signing, like autograph session, if that was true or not. And Garth was kind enough. We had Matthew McConaughey on. the list goes on and on.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. Billy Ray Cyrus was one of my favorites. You know, Darius Rucker's story was unbelievable. So essentially, we kind of used this as an opportunity to get to meet a bunch of our heroes and our favorite artists, and also just to kind of geek out on the history and hear these tall tales. You know, as storytellers, we kind of thrive off hearing these things and these first-hand accounts. This crazy life, you know, that we live being musicians and in and out of. As you guys know,
sure,
you guys are in it too. It's
yeah.
a wild world, and you meet a lot of interesting characters.
Yeah.
And sometimes people that aren't all the way, how do you say this? Like, I don't know, fully balanced. Sometimes we're not always fully balanced.
As they say in the construction trade, a quarter bubble off plum, I believe. So there you go.
Yeah.
One thing you can always count on, though, the sunrise always tells the story. We're talking with Mark Weistrack of Midland. Friday night, see him live at the Shoshone Bennett Casino Hotel in Fort Hall with the Wolf. Sunrise tells a story. Midland on the Wolf. Mark Weistrack of Midland, our special guest this morning, swapping all sorts of good Midland stories. I appreciate your time, my friend. Thanks so much for calling in this morning and hanging with the Wolfpack.
My pleasure, Don. Thank you guys for having us, and thank you for supporting us. We love our fans up in Idaho.
And I know it's a special place for the entire band, right? I mean, the Driggs Victor area?
Well, technically, that's actually where the band originally was, on the front porch of Cameron Duddy's in-law's cabin that is on the Targhee National Forest. It's one of two cabins that's on the Targhee. It's a really, really special place, tucked right in a little bend where the creeks come together. And that whole area is God's country. It's one of my favorite places in the world, and it'll always feel kind of like a second home. So we're really excited to come up there and bring the show, bring the energy, and bring a bunch of tequila.
We keep
that bus stocked. So I got a bottle for you and your wife, right?
There you go, buddy. The three amigos, Tres Hombres, Midland, Mark, Jess, and Cam. We'll be back Friday night. Midland live outdoors, Shoshone Bennett Casino Hotel in Fort Hall. We cannot wait to see you, my friend. Thank you so much for calling in and talking with us. Travel safe. Mark Weistrack of Midland.
Midland live in the Shoshone Bennett Casino 6-2. That's June 2, June 2nd in Fort Hall, Idaho. You better be there or be dead or be in jail. And if you're in jail, break out.
The Wolf welcomes.
Hey, what's up? It's Midland.
People say.